This live recording that you're about to listen to is of Duke Maraud. The original play is lost, but this is our reconstruction of the play, performed primarily for laughs, as we have taken some liberties with the original text. What there is left of it. The recording that you're going to hear was made over several nights during the run of The Summoning of Everyman and Duke Maraud. The live nature of this means that the recording is at times a bit rough, but it gives a good tenor of our interpretation of the text. Two other podcasts accompany this series, a more clear-spoken plain text of the original fragmentary play, and also a discussion between myself and the performer. We hope you enjoy Duke Maraud.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, unlike the first half, the play we're presenting now, Duke Maraud, is sadly incomplete. The only dialogue we have is literally that of one character, Duke Maraud, hence the title. Now, sometime in the latter end of the 15th century, someone copied down this one part from a play and didn't do anything else. We assume it was the cue script for one actor, so he could go away and learn his lines. Unfortunately, I say that is all we have. So, I've hired someone. He's new to acting. He's come up quite a long way to be with us tonight. And he's not done much acting. A little bit of wrestling, but not much in the way of acting. So, we've brought him over, and he's learnt all of the speeches that survive from this play. And we're going to act out the play, improvising the bits in between. We vaguely know what the plot is, so like in the first half, but a little more relaxed. This is very much a work in progress. We're going to fill in the gaps in the story. So, I'm sure you're all experts in seamless medieval verse. Excellent, good. Sorry. So, who is Duke Maraud? Well, he's a duke. And he opens the play. As you're going to see in a moment, he makes this big, bold introduction where he tells the audience, who he flatters are the most important people in the land, because only the most important people in the land would listen to him. He tells them all to shut up, basically. He tells them to shut up and to listen to him. Because what he's saying is really important. It's great. It's really great. It's just so great. It's just the best. So, because that's who he is. He's a duke, and he is the most important man in the land. He's great. So who is the duke? Well, with all that in mind, there was only one person we could get to perform his part, because he is basically Donald Trump!
What a great turnout, really. Really. More people than if Obama was here. Believe me. All right. Emperors and kings, begin. Earls and barons bold. Bachelors and knights to men. Squires and yeomen to hold. Knaves and pages to send. So perfect, so very perfect, that are to be sold. I pray you, lording, so hand, no yanglings, you're making this fold today. As ye art lovely in face, very lovely. Set you all seemly in place, and I shall, without fallacy, show reasons here through your pay. Wealth, I wield at my will. In word, I am known full wide. I have heart and hind upon hill. I am gay on ground for to glide. See me there, I sit upon sill, my wife, and my men by my side. I command you, attend my till, or else I shall bend your pride with dint. And therefore, I warn you together that you make neither crying nor beer. If you do, without endure, strokes at you shall I mint. Right? Duke Maraud, I hope by name, courteous your lord, maybe none, will far then reign at my fame to be comely crowned from one. I give good gifts with game, and save each lording for a foe. Me bowing both wild and tame, whither so they riding or gone, or ship. I am doughty indeed. I am worthy in weed. I am seemly in steed. No villainy, no villainy to me will I keep.
So, this, as stated, is the Duke Maraud, leader of men, husband of a loving wife, father of a daughter.
No, that's wrong. I am doughty indeed, I am worthy in weed, I am seemly in steed. No villainy to me will I keep. Not from CNN,
exactly.
Not from Crooked Hillary,
anyway,
not from Kim.
Having announced himself
Kim Kutrat, whatever.
And what he is like,
yeah.
His wife... I see a wife. Excellent. We need a wife. Come forth. Come forth. If you feel safe, go up that little step onto the stage.
She used to be a model.
Yeah, so let's
how
call
she
her...
is. Melania.
Yes, that'll do. She announces to him that she is going on a long journey, probably off to Trump Tower. So you say, oi, husband, I'm off. That'll be lovely.
Oi, husband, I'm off.
Exactly.
English is not her first language.
Yes. Very medieval. Excellent. So she's going off on a journey, Duke.
Yep.
Respond to her, please.
Right. You do real good. Dame, do now thy will, thy voyage to fulfill. To thee I will be bane. Now I pray thee for love, wrap thee fast in thy way, and come home soon. Again.
And his wife, knowing exactly what he is like, extracts from him a solemn promise to be good while he is away.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Through the grace of that same king that formed us all with wind, I shall me keep from fondling. Fondling?
A temptation.
I shall me keep from fondling. And also with blame and sin with grace. Jesu, as thou me wrought, and with wounds sore me bought. Save me from wicked thoughts, Jesu, fair in face.
And with this show of piety, his wife bids him a fond farewell. No, it can be fonder than that, please.
Can I grab her by the...
No!
It's locker room talk, that's all.
Just say farewell properly to your wife. Okay?
You're safe, you're pretty safe. Farewell, my whirlich. Whirlich?
Beautiful.
I like that, it's good, huh? Pretty nice. Farewell, my whirlich wife! Farewell, love in land. Fare thou seemliest life. Fare thou happy in hand.
And away she goes, happy to escape this terrifying ordeal. And his tiny, tiny hands.
Regular size! Don't it look regular? Normal!
Now, no sooner has she gone... No sooner has she gone, but there approaches their young daughter. You'll do.
Excuse me for
there
a
we
moment.
Go. Come on up. There we are. Just stay there for a second. I'll give you a chair. There we are. Make yourself comfy. Lovely. Gorgeous. Do a little pout as you go. Very nice, very nice. I'd suggest a medieval selfie, but no. Anyway, so the wife has gone. The Duke goes to talk to his teenage daughter. Go, Duke!
Maiden! Jesus Christ! I'm sorry, you're a very good-looking woman. Maiden! So lovely and comely of sight. I pray thee for love that would listen to me. To hear my reason... I pray thee well tight. Love. So, dearin, me must say to thee, it's all right. My love to thy body is casting so bright. My will, me must have of thee.
Okay, so let's pull back just for a second.
Every single night.
The story is, as you can tell, going a bit weird. Roll with it.
Wait a minute. Don't you think my daughter is hot? Isn't she hot?
Yeah, if you ever feel unsafe, just punch him in the balls.
Reminds me, gotta call Putin, excuse me?
Yeah, please continue wooing your own daughter.
Sorry. It's fine. You'll like this bit? This is beautiful. Really nice, really nice. Thou art lovely. To licken and brightest with right, I lovely in thought, thou seemly of blee by name. Thou maiden that morest thy merge with might. Durn deeds we must do by day and by night. By thou, worthiest wound and willest wit. The sooth tale I tell thee without any blame, no blame. No,
okay,
no.
Let's just take another quick breath here. So, Daddy is hot for daughter's
so
dearest. So naturally, what does she do? What does a young woman do when her father comes onto her? What do you do? What's your natural response if your father wants to have sex with you?
Does he ever run away?
Now, unfortunately for you, she accepts his advances enthusiastically. I didn't write that. This is from the original play.
Also, just think what you got to work with here.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. So, if you could say this line, please. Oh yes, please, Daddy, take me. That'd be lovely.
Oh yes, please, Daddy, take me.
Very yeah. Good. He almost had me believing that. Okay, so come on, Duke. She's up for it. Plight your troth.
My fear, so gracious in grace, think thou shalt have one of me. For thou art lovely in face, huh? And thereto bright barren of blee. Now will I make consolace. For my dear in love, would that be? Kiss me, paramour. In place. Oh, so high. We'll leave that for this evening. Also, thou art worthy to see, huh? In sight. Damsel, fairest of fond. Also, thou art worthy to stand. Stand up. Listen to Daddy. All right. Now, wrap we us to wound it in hand. It's safe.
Big hands.
Now to us, to that chamber that is so lovely of light.
And so father and daughter go to her bedroom.
Perfectly
and careful now. And do what comes unnaturally. We're going to continue the play without them. Though, could we have some noises, please?
Wait, what kind of noises?
Oh, you know, general incest noises.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that before.
So, now, while the incest gets going, what happens? Now, well, we can't completely fill in the gaps of the play at this point. There's a bit of a time jump here, but perhaps we should just take it as read. Have you finished yet?
Wait, what do you mean finished?
Well, the plot does requires completion of the act, the only act of Congress we think he's getting through this term.
Fake news! You know what, Robert?
Yeah.
I'm having a problem with my chief of staff.
Oh, yes, covered on the left, blue pills.
Nice, great. Woo!
So, whilst this happens many, many times, the wife returns! Come back, wife! And she hears a noise in her daughter's bedroom, and you see the horror! She's seen
turn away.
The Donald Duck. So, realizing what he's doing, she cries, "Oh, for the love of God, no!"
Oh, for the love of God, no!
Very good. You're natural. The wife then, you can sit down here, starts to pack her bags. Because you're not going to stay here, this is awful. So you're going to start packing your bags. And while she's packing her bags to tell everyone, the Duke and his daughter / lover confer about what they can do to stop Mummy from telling everyone their secret.
I am wounded and in great daughter. With danger and teen I am bound. To me, they'll give 10 paramour and listen what I say this down. Yon traitor will betray us this hour. I tell thee, see me on ground. Then shall we have no succor, but cares to us shall we be found. Ewis, I know may never before. To yon traitor, be slaw, you know what I'm saying?
Ah, so his daughter agrees that mother has to be killed.
I'll just leave that with you.
So he sends her to kill mother. Now, we're not going to get you to do this. This is too dangerous. There's a bit of a risk assessment issue going on here. So what we're going to do is you can do the dialogue. while this gentleman and I will enact your part. So he will be you, the daughter, and I will be the mother being murdered. Now, so if you can just say no, daughter, no, repeatedly, just going, no, daughter, no, that'd be lovely. And if you can say die, mother, die, repeatedly, we'll just practice that now, okay? So one, two, three.
No, daughter, no, no!
You're doing a great job, what a great job!
Very good, very good. Now, when you see yourself dying, obviously you can then sort of go, sort of noises. Now, the script does not say how the death occurs. So, what any suggestions? What would you like? Could be anachronistic. I got electrocuted the other day. Anything you like.
Real creative.
Name a death.
Sword.
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 Yep, sword.
All right.
Okay, I'm liking this. So you just take a step back. Mind the edge. That's very good. So you're just doing noises. You can be a baying crowd. You can boo or hiss whoever you want to win. Okay, so you're ready to make noises. Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Die!
You always wondered why this tie was so long. Because it's a sword.
Die! Bye bye! Bye bye!
Yeah! I couldn't have done without your help, Betty's little girl. Well done. Oh, so good.
Normally you would leave, of course, at this point you are dead. But the scene continues with the corpse just lying there. So just remain comfortable. Enjoy yourself, don't worry, it's very good, very committed. I like this, very good. So,
we could use you on the hill, you know.
You have just murdered your mother.
Well done, good job.
So mother is now slain. The daughter turns to daddy, who, having not been in the room, asks...
I wasn't here. Has she now slain, by thy fay, that fool that did us that team?
Yes, daddy, I killed her with a sword.
Now I am married this stound, that she should be brought to that deed, for she should array us on ground, that ilk old shrewd tweed. To us sorrows she should have found, that it been was an evil reed. I care, forsooth as she wound, but therefore I am married a lead, and gay. Damsel, lovely of cheer, make we marry here, for care without endwear is went away for aye.
So they're so happy that mother's dead. Okay, now we can assume that some time passes here. It isn't clear how they get rid of the body, whether they just dump her down a well.
I have no knowledge
of whether they manage to carry it off as natural causes and you had a normal funeral or whatever. Anyway, round of applause, please, for mother.
Yeah.
Dead, but not forgotten.
Real good. Wait. 1 second. You're fired. Sorry, I had to do it. Had to be done. Sorry.
Have a drink. You've earned it. We're not going to worry too much about the details as how this next bit occurred. But 9.5 months later, daughter has something to tell daddy.
Oh, yeah.
You got me pregnant and I've already given birth to a lovely child.
You got me pregnant and I've already given birth to a lovely child.
Second time I've heard it in a second, but that's fine. Have I begotten a stound, a child? So lovely, so very lovely. I am in sorrows wound. For care, me must flee. I pray thee, in wreaths now wound, that foot inside might I see?
So yeah, having asked to see the baby, he gets to see the baby.
He's got my hair. Great.
So she hands him the baby. Here is the baby, Daddy.
Here is the baby, Daddy.
Oh, a bird. Fair and bright. Do it out of my sight. For thought, I am ye Sklaw. Sklaw and present. That is my commandment. Fast bring it ador. For all this land, I would not that lords of this land had it thought that I had sinned by thee. For sorrow and care that we should drive, we should lead ever life full rife, and thereon A to B. Therefore I pray thee, for thy love of me, slay it with thine own hand. Then shall we be at peace, right? Without any lease, and have mirth in this land.
And the daughter, loving daddy dearly, happily kills the child.
Oh, boy.
Off you go. Anyway, no. Kill the child, please. Oh.
I was golfing. I was not here.
Now, the next speech of the Duke is actually slightly lost. We've lost the first few lines, so we're going to have to rejoin it halfway through. So what I can say is he's very happy about the baby having been killed, so happy he could almost...
Sing! Ha! There I sit, lovely in tower. I thank thee, lovely thing, for thy workings this hour. For that perfect tiding, I give thee hall and bower, for thou, without unleashing... puts me from shame and dull hour.
So having murdered twice for daddy, and in return given a house and lots of money, she responds with love. And he, having bribed her off, announces that he is also off.
In the country I will wend, there to pleat?
Travel.
All right. But far and hand with good deeds bound. There, as it cometh in my mind, to meet with lords kind, both in field and in town.
Now, the Duke's next speech is almost completely lost, so we're going to have to reconstruct some of it with the few original words and some new dialogue. He's talking to his daughter, he's saying how he's going to go on a journey, but she's got to do one last thing for him before he goes. So it's a little bit of him and a little bit of me. Okay.
Betide me good.
Or ill.
Into the country.
Flee, I will.
But I pray thee this hour, my dear.
Sweet.
Paramour.
Get rid of the body of that baby for me, will you, dear?
I shall no more that...
dead baby, what you killed for me.
But certes, I shall find without...
being found anywhere near the crime scene myself.
Have good day, whirlish white. Have good day, lovely in light. Par.
Amour.
Seemly in sight.
Good in bed.
Comely.
And tight. And so the Duke runs away, leaving daughter to clear up the mess. Round of applause for the daughter. I'll take the money off you. Thank you very much. Now, at this point, are there any questions?
Yeah, I got a question, Robert.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Robert?
Yeah.
Apart from maybe, I don't know, in Mexico, how is this a morality play? It's bad, real bad.
Yeah, well, a morality play has to demonstrate corruption to ward against it. I should point out at this point that the play is not in favour of incest, matricide, or infanticide.
It doesn't have a good opinion of women. Bad, very bad, very bad, right? Bad, bad.
So... hence Trump. Anyway, we're mostly done with the incest.
Fake news too!
And things start to improve. Here comes the Duke again. He's wandering through the land as far away from the people he had killed as possible, trying to persuade the world and himself that he isn't a bad person, using whichever means of communication he can.
I am mindful, and Mary, marked in mind. I am flower fairest, by fruitful to fair. I am fairest in face, fair to defend. I am love that can land, lightest in lair. I am comely and courteous, and casting of kind. I am comely, casting knots of care. I am lovely to lack and light on the light. I am sleeping a seat and seat so sore. I will press me in pride. Yeah! Come on, Donald. I will press me in pride. When all the lords of this land are gathered together, I am flower of them all, without endure. And else I awoke in the flames right here, but I be royal in our reign for to ride. No, thank you.
Bong.
I don't smoke, that was the other guy.
Bong.
What are you doing, Robert?
That is the bell of a church in the distance.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Bong.
Oh.
He stops. Bong. Halted. Bong. By remorse. Bong.
Crying out loud. Hey, now I hear.
Bong.
A bell ringing full near.
Bong.
Hither in the kirk.
Bong.
Thither I will fare, for I am in great care. There's some good deed to work.
The sight of the church over there.
Oh, sorry.
Forces him to stop running from his sins.
A sinful kid if I am. Sinfully, I have wrought blame by great time of my life. Now, Christ, hast thou me bought? Forgive me the sins that I have wrought, and make me somewhat blithe. For in this land, maybe none, that ever took life with flesh and bone, that have so much blame. but I have grace and help of thee, though I am lost from thee so free. In hell, to be by name, the priest, I must have, if I shall be safe. Again, as Christ of might, to tell him of my blame, did I have wrought by name. That is now my thought tight today. Jesu, heaven flower, put me from delour, and give me grace this hour. A priest I have, I say!
A priest approaches. Perhaps he sees the distress in the Duke. His need for confession.
Blessed be thou, eh, that thou hast come today to hear my deadly sin. Whilst we are together, I will shrive me here. Now I will begin. I have lived my life in sorrow and in strife, with cursedness and care, yet is more in my thought. Sins I have wrought by my daughter in Lear. Yeah. And child she bore by me, which was both fair and free in body and in face. And I might never before, till we had him Sclaw. Yeah, I see the true case. Yet more I would tell thee now. My wife there, she's Sclaw, through urgement of me. And thus is my life spent. Lord, omnipotent, grant me my sins to flee.
Such terrible sins you have committed. Such terrible, terrible crimes. Say 12 Hail Marys and never do it again.
Is that it?
Yeah. Is religion great?
So great. I will blindly, my dear friend, do penance both far and hen to save my soul from wrath.
And so the Duke departs from the priest and returns home. He returns home to his daughter slash lover. We'll upgrade the daughter, I think. There we are. Excellent.
This is going to be a little bit awkward.
Okay, so there we are. And so you've returned to your daughter.
Repented. Hail, daughter. Boy. Lovely in sight. Hail, lovely leaven of day, Christ! That is mighty of might. Save thee evermore and aye.
Can we have more sex, please, Daddy? It's been ages.
Yeah! No! Yeah! No! Let be, my daughter dear. Let be, lovely and Lear. For I have forsaken here my blame and my sin. My sin I have forsake. For that wicked rake I am to penance take. And now it's time to blin. Right. Therefore, I pray thee, for thy love of me, certes, and with heart free, make not me to fall in no more blame. No blame. So now will I do away my treasures, my treasures, rich and gay, and traveling I will aye for my wicked fame.
Angered at his drawing her into sin in the first place, and the fact that he's just taken all her money and wealth away from her, which was the only really good thing he got out of the deal, frankly. She moves...
What? Shouldn't have fired Sean.
Yeah. She wounds him with a mortal wound to the face.
The face? What the hell? You didn't tell me you were going to... You always knew it, right, anyway? Okay. Now my life will pass from me this ilk stone. I am smitten in the face, with careful strokes and round. Jesu, full of grace, will forgive this dress base, yeah, that thou hast done in me. For now it is time to blin of that wicked sin that thou hast done so free, so free. My time comes fast too. I shall pass you through, in other place to dwell, in modest tuas domine. Jesu, have mercy on me! And save my soul from hell, all right? No hell.
And there our story ends, with our Duke going to heaven!
Yeah, 2 wins in a year! No one saw it coming!
Because
New York Times in your face!
He repented! Now, the daughter Well, we don't know that things go quite so well for her. We don't even know if she carries on the story from this point or not, but that's a silence that speaks volumes for the patriarchy, as does the fact that this show is performed by two men.
Yeah.
We know in another version of this story, she goes on to become a sex worker and only gets into heaven after many, many horrible, horrible things happen to her.
They gave you the best start in life, Ivanka.
So, with that ashen taste of failure in our collective mouths, we bid you good night.
You do a great job, what a great job. Good man, he's a good man.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so we ready? 1, 2, 3.
Die, mother, die!
No, daughter, no!
Die, mother, die!
No, daughter, no!
People will
die, mother, die!
Why my tie is so long?
No.
This
die,
is why.
Mother, die!
No, die, mother, die!
And that's why.